You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
והיה כי צר אליי ושמעתי. What is this love, this forbidden act is about? Let's say somebody needs money. So now he comes and asks you for a loan. So what do? Say how much you want. You say, no, not much. Like, let's say half a million. And then what do? No, why?
How are we going to pay it back?
Right. So that's, you know, one of the conditions. So what do you...
What do you have to guarantee?
Ah, so you ask for a collateral. Yeah. It's a collateral. And then if he has, so then you give him. Right. So now here, very interesting point that is brought. It says, "V'haya ki yitzar alai." So what does it mean? That means that so he needs the collateral back, right? So if you insist to not give him, so he says in the Torah, if he cries to me, so then I'm going to answer him, and then I'm going to take revenge. No, 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 Chas v'Shalom. No, Chalila v'Chas. No, but we'll see now. But here is an interesting point. As we learn, we have a term, the Gemara explains, wherever it is mentioned, that means it's time of joy, it's happiness. So the term is v'haya. V'yehi is the sad point. So now here, there's a puzzling point here. It says, when he screams at me, he cries at me, right, then I'm going to answer. But how come this subject starts with a happy term? So it says, Vayehi ki yitzar alai mishmati. You follow? I know, but he's going through pain.
Yeah, but he's recognizing that this is Hashem, and we come to the Lord from Hashem, from the person. So Hashem is happy about it. This is what he said there, yeah.
Yeah, Hashem says this is a happy point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is it happy?
Because it's happy that he's recognizing that the loan is not the loan from anyone else than Hashem himself.
No, he has the loan, now he wants the collateral back. So the one is not going to give him.
Ah, this is after?
Yeah, yeah, after. It's after, because he says he cries.
He's from the beginning of what he said, no?
Sorry?
But he is from the beginning or in the middle?
No, no, this is in the end. In the end, he says that he needs, let's say, a simple example. Like I say, there's a blanket that he put as a collateral, as the Torah says, so now he needs it. The mitzvah to give the collateral back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Right,
but why? But he's going through a lot of pain because he's refusing to give it back to him. So he's in a lot of pain. No, but now he's in the pain. The state that he's going through is not a pleasant circumstances. He's going through a lot of pressure.
But you said that after he got the loan, he needs to give it back.
No, now he needs the collateral back. He needs the blanket back.
Yeah, so now he needs to give back whatever he took from the person.
Yeah, but the one that needs the blanket, he's going through a lot of pain. But here the term that is used in the Torah is v'haya. That means it's a joyous time.
I don't know how this So why he's not giving the blanket pack back? He's not a joint.
But here the Torah says it is.
How is mitzvah to get back the blanket back? He's doing mitzvah. He's putting tefillin, same thing.
To give back?
To get back the money, it's like he's putting tefillin.
Fine, that's the other part. But the one that is going to be the pain, he's going through a lot of pressure. Sorry? Chazaka Baruch, beautiful, beautiful. Very nice, yeah. Very nice. We're waiting for you to enlighten us.
It's too high, it's too high. It's points from the beginning that he got the loan.
I'm sorry?
What was the answer?
It's very deep, you have to... So now here is a very, very beautiful insight, and that is... Let's study the status of this gentleman. What happened all of a sudden that he got to such a state? So now, see, his financial status became worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, to the extent that he had to
borrow money.
And then to borrow money, what did he have to do? He had to give a collateral.
Yeah.
So now here, there's an interesting point that if he would not get into such a state and he would not go borrow money to be forced to give a collateral, would he ever cry to Hashem?
No,
don't answer too fast.
He wouldn't, because he was in good shape. He doesn't need to remember Hashem. Now that he's in suffering, he remembers to cry to Hashem to help him out.
Ah, so now, so at the time that he was comfortable and very well off, so he did not see any need to come to Hashem,
yes,
to approach Hashem for anything. Why? Because he felt that, that he is able to go through life and to support himself, and he doesn't need any above support from Shamayim. So now here, when he got to such a status, and then became needy to the extent that he had to give a collateral to support himself. Nice v'haya. What does v'haya means? This is the joy in Shamayim. Why? Because now he's lifting his head up to Shamayim. He said, now he became a kosher Yehudi. So that means, at the extent that he became very under pressure, so then he realized the only one that can help him out is from Shamayim. So that's why he says, not Vayehi, that is a sad case, it's a Vahaya, it's a happy case. Because now he knows where to tend to. Not today that happened to be the 10th of the Av, that actually is even much more severe than yesterday that we fasted, because the most destruction of the Beit HaMikdash took place on the 10th of the Av, as the Gemara brings, that if they had the power, they would designate to fast on the 10th, not on the 9th. Because the 9th of Av is just a start with. But the most of the Beit HaMikdash, unfortunately, was burned on the 10th of the Av. So now it says in the Torah, Ele Pirudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdut. The Parashat Pirudei informs us, this is the Pirudei Mishkan, Mishkan HaEdut. So now the term that we use on collateral is called mashkon. Persian they call them Vadi'e. What does Mashkon means? That means that to be created credit, you have to give some type of collateral. So now here the Torah says, Ele Perude Mishkan Mashkon. What does it mean? Because Mishkan, that means Beit HaMikdash, is Mashkon, is the same letters. So Hashem took the Beit HaMikdash as a collateral. So that means Hashem said, if you behave, you have the Mashkon, that is Beit HaMikdash. But if you don't behave, you don't follow my direction, if you don't observe my mitzvot and Torah, so I'm going to take the Mashkon away. So now here, this is a very positive matter. We just learned that if somebody borrows the money and then he gives a collateral, so if he needs it, you have to give it back. So we believe and we are informed that Ribono Shel Olam also follows the Torah. Did you know about this?
Yes.
He follows it.
Yes.
So now here, if you have such a rule in the Torah, that it says, if the one that left a collateral and he needs it, you have to give it back to him. So now how come Ribono Shel Olam doesn't give the collateral back? He took it away 2,000 years ago. So give it back. Okay.
Belonged to Hashem to begin with, so it never was belonged to us.
No. You're not listening. I'm sorry. No. We just explained that the Torah says, "Ele pirude mishkan, mishkan haydu." That means the mishkan became the collateral. The Torah says, "What gift? What gift? There's no gift."
Hashem gave us a gift, and then we give it
as. No, it's not a gift. What do you mean? This is a direct command from the Torah. No, because the Torah says when the one that left the collateral, so you have to give it back to him. You just learn. He says, "Vayaki sagalai." If he's gonna cry to me, you have to give it back to him.
We are not doing it.
Why are we not doing it? Every day says Tishkon betoch Yerushalayim. Etzemach David Avdecham Atasmiya Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Don't say Kaddish. That's the Hamas Baruch Hu Zakar Yisrael. If Rahim Vada.
And typical
the king.
Say. So you're not crying for now.
Okay. Fine, but because that was as a collateral, but here the Torah says, you have to get collateral back. I'm sorry?
Are we qualified enough?
We are qualified enough?
Are
we crying enough? That's a good point. This is a beautiful insight. What does that mean? You hear the chidush? Chazakavaruch. So here, of course, Ribono Shel Olam follows his Torah. And the Torah says, if one comes and demands and cries to have the collateral back, why? Because he needs it. So I need it. I have to sleep in my blanket. If you would come to Ribono Shel Olam in the same attitude and say, without Beit HaMikdash, I cannot sleep. Give my collateral back. Hashem would give it back to you. But the problem here is that we have no awareness and no feeling that what exactly we're missing by not having the Beit HaMikdash. But if we had such a feeling that we would feel that we are missing something and we cannot function without it, right away He would give us. Because that's what He said in the Torah. That if the one that left the collateral, you have to give it back. But if you go through life on a daily basis, and you don't feel something's missing, you go to work, then you go home and eat dinner, and then you go to sleep, and then you go on vacation.
No, they come for a nest.
You come to the nest, but it's not a shame. Say amen.
Amen.
So then, if you go on a daily routine of your schedule, daily schedule, and you don't feel something's missing, Hashem said, what kind of collateral is this? If you don't feel something's missing, then you put a collateral. So, yeah, you don't need it. You don't need it. But if you have some type of pain, you say, ay, ay, ay. See, look at the sight. The sight of it is just empty. Empty. Well, it's going to be back to session when you see the Kohanim going run to the Beit HaMikdash. When you see the Esh, the fire comes from the Shamayim. When you see the smell of the toilet.
Amen.
So then, ah, they want the collateral back. So I'm going to give it back to them.
Well, Baba, there's a lot of Jews that they really need. They want it back.
Yeah, we need...
So how many Jews have to qualified in order for Hashem to
do
that?
No, not too many. Maybe at least 99%.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So then, without a shame, we have... yeah, Beit Mikdashenu Tibane V'Tikonen L'Olmei Ad V'Karov V'Zad Hashem and Tisha B'Av Yubei Yomei Semachot V'Zad Hashem.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.